at Oklahoma. What have you heard about Darrell Green Beckham his 1 year there? If anything at all?
To be honest, nothing. I wish I could give you some insight. Yeah, I'm sorry. I wish I could give you some inside knowledge, but I really don't have any. I mean, I'm sure there's some people that, you know, I can go in there and make some phone calls to, you know, today and talk to him about him. But right now, I haven't spoke to anyone.
Well, you know this receiver group. How have you assessed they've played for you so far?
Like I've said all camp, you know, I think those guys have played well. You know, they've worked hard. Anytime you go through the process of learning a new offense, you know, especially one that is, you know, detailed, and as big as this, you know, it's tough, but I think those guys have handled it really well. I mean, we were installing, you know, up until 2 nights ago, and so every day there was something new thrown at them. I think they've shown the capabilities to make plays. They've done it. Just like all of us, we're just working to be more consistent. And, you know, but overall, I think those guys have done a great job.
What are your thoughts about Doug and Howie going out to try to upgrade the position?
Obviously, anytime they want to bring in someone who they feel is going to help our team, I am all for it, you know, regardless of what position that's at. But, you know, the fact that they were aggressive and went out and made a move and, you know, they're bringing in someone who they feel like is going to help us, you know, I think, you know, it's awesome.
You know anything about Oklahoma? Did you any chance of him coming out or playing last year for a
I know he's a big physical target on the outside. You know, talking to Flip today before practice, I guess he made a few nice plays against them last year when they played Cleveland. So, I've heard really good things about him. You know, obviously anyone who's, you know, that big and that talented, you know, hopefully he'll be a nice target in the red zone. But, you know, just really looking forward to meeting him and, getting to work.
You've been throwing with the other guys in camp, obviously, for the last few weeks and dating back to the spring. How tough is it now to get on the same page with a guy you haven't thrown to?
Yeah, it's going to take some time. You know, I'm sure there'll be some extra route sessions, you know, whether that's during practice, you know, during special teams, after practice, you know, making sure that, you know, we're both comfortable with each other. But, you know, we've still got a few weeks before the opener, and so, you know, I think that's plenty of time to get ready.
When you say a tall, strong, and vertical leap, though, does it put certain plays in your head, particularly red zone, that, you know, do you start to say, wow, I can make that play will be there now?
I think.
You know, I mean, drag on the group that's
no, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, like I said, I don't know if there's really going to be any, you know, new plays that really get put in because of him specifically. Because I think the guys that we've got in there can make all of the plays that we have in right now. I just think, you know, having another big target down there, you know, as a quarterback, you know, it's something that, you know, it makes your life easier.
What do you want to get out of Thursday's game personally?
I'd really just like to see us get, you know, into a flow, get into a nice rhythm, you know, getting in and out of the huddle, you know, breaking the huddle efficiently, getting up there with plenty of time on the play clock. We've talked about it a lot, you know, in the last week that, you know, even though we're not playing no huddle and we're not playing, you know, at that tempo, you know, we can still attack the defense from the huddle and we can still put pressure on them by coming out, getting lined up quickly, making our calls and going, you know, not giving them all day to get set up. So, you know, really just, you know, the communication, you know, the efficiency of the whole operation, I think that's kind of what I'm looking for.
I know you only played the 3 snaps Thursday. Was that enough to give you a sense of how different you are physically this year compared to this time last year, you know, where you sat out the first game?
I don't think it was those 3 snaps that I needed. I think, you know, just the way my body felt coming into training camp, the way it's held up during training camp. I've spoke about it, you know, quite a bit. And, it's night and day compared to where I was last year.
That being said, are you looking forward to getting extended time? Like, is that going to more than 3 plays in this game?
Obviously when you only play 3 plays, it's hard to get into the rhythm that, you know, I just talked about. So, you know, hopefully with the extended action, we're able to do that.
With the new look offensive line, with a new left guard and a new right tackle, is the responsibility on you, is on Jason Kelce to make sure everyone's lined up correctly and has the balls and whatnot?
Yeah, I think, obviously we're the two guys kind of directing everything out there, so, it does fall a little bit on us, making sure that pre-snap everyone is on the same page. But, I think that just goes back to, our weeks of preparation have to be great, especially, these last couple of weeks of training camp, obviously with the reshuffling guys at new positions now who maybe weren't expecting to play those positions, we've got to make sure that everyone's together, and everyone's on the same page before, week one.
All right, guys, thanks.
All right, there we go.